It says here, a fool will not turn from their evil to obtain their dreams. Now then, if everybody has dreams, but a fool that will continue to live in that evil, his dreams will never come true. In fact, it will bring forth an early death. And that's what's really something. And people, Dave and I, and of course the family, we talk about these kind of things regularly now that we've seen these principles in the Word. I mean, even tonight, Dave was talking about his grandparents and some of the things they did. And he said, Thurman, they didn't have a clue what was going on in life. Had no idea what happens. But that's the average person. You know, why do you think that the average Christian has no idea what's going on in life? Because they never really sat down and just every day for one or two or three hours read and studied God's Word. They just don't do that. Hardly nobody does. I think about how many years before I started reading it. I didn't read it. You know, not all of it. I just read things I needed to teach a Bible study class in a Southern Baptist church. And that's all I read and studied. Sometimes I taught my Bible lesson out of a little handbook that come from Tennessee up there, and I've never even opened the Bible to teach a Bible study lesson, and I used that little handbook they sent us. I did that quite a bit at first because I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I thought these people knew everything, so I used their outlines to teach from. And so I didn't get any meat. You know, I didn't get nothing. But finally one day when I started reading this book in detail and listening to it on tape and CD, when I bought my first cassette tape from an outfit out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they said, we guarantee these tapes, we replace them free as long as you live. I thought, well, okay. So I bought those, and within a year, I think I wore every one of those tapes out and had to have it replaced. And the next year, I wore them out again. And I had to have most of them replaced. And the guys, after about the third year, I guess they keep records, and the guy says, is your tape recorder bad or something? He said, you've had your tapes replaced three times. I said, no, sir. I've wore out a couple of them, too. He said, wow. He said, we've never had to hardly ever replace a tape, never replace them all to nobody. And I said, well, I use mine. What I do now, so it don't look bad, when I get a master set, I mean, I know that they're copyrighted and I don't give them to nobody, but I'll take like a set of CDs, even CDs, I'll take my masters and I'll run in there and make me three copies of every one of those CDs, and then I'll put the originals away and I'll use the copies in my car, and when one of them gets scratched or it ain't no good, then I throw it away and go get that extra spare. And when I get down to where I'm down to the last set, then I'll make me a new set from my masters. But I don't carry them around in the car. So, therefore, I don't never have to call them back and say, you guaranteed these forever. I just take that and redo them myself. And so, that's what happened to me. I started reading the Bible and listening to the Bible like that over and over and over. And I remember this gentleman over in Louisville. He asked me one day, how do you gain so much knowledge about the Bible? I said, well, I listen to it on tape. I said, do you ever listen to the New Testament? No, never have. I said, let me loan you my set, and you listen to it one time and tell me what you think. In about a month or 2 months, whatever it was, he listened to the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation one time through, and he was in shock. He was in shock. He said, Thurman, this book's scary. I said, yes, very, very. If you take this as an owner's manual and you realize that God's in control and He means what He says, it is a scary book, isn't it, Lance? Yeah. But if you do what it says, then, hey, it's a great book. He blessed the socks off of you, right? And that's the good part. That's what we love. When we get to that point, we realize all we got to do is obey God, and He'll bless our socks off. And that's what He does, really. Now, it says, whoever walks with the wise will become wise. Whoever walks with fools will suffer harm. Now then, if we walk with the wise people, we will become wise. Who should we want to walk with? Wise Christian people. That's right. Don't run down here and hang out with those people that smoking, drinking, cussing, and all those kind of things, because they don't have any wisdom. They don't have any. You know, so don't hang around with them, because if you do, it'll corrupt you. You know, and it'll lead you astray. So I try to be very careful who I hang out with. You know, I don't want to hang out around with the wrong people. It says, a poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. Now then, you could have a great, plentiful crop, but still, if you're not doing the right things, you can lose it all. How many times have I seen, especially I had a cousin out in West Texas, and he's a Christian, and he appears to be a pretty good Christian, but I know that only God knows everybody's heart. And I know one year out there, he planted cotton, and it rained perfect that year, and he had the greatest cotton crop that he had ever had. He only planted it one time, and that year, I mean, to keep from paying so much income tax, he had to buy a new tractor, and I don't know what all he bought, but he bought a lot of equipment because they had such an abundant year. The next year, he planted three times, and it blowed out three times. They had wind storms out there, and he didn't make a crop at all that year. Not at all. Sowed three times, you know, and didn't make a crop. So that makes us wonder, isn't it? Doesn't it? What's going on? You know, was our nation not serving God? Had we done something wrong? Was that one of the times when we made one of the wrong decisions as a nation about Israel? You know, I mean, you know, you think about, I know that a lot of people say this is, and I'm sure our government must think this is a coincidence, but you can go back and every time that we as a nation has made a decision to do something to hurt Israel, there's been devastation come upon the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? You know, I mean, every time. And, of course, one of the times it was so serious that we made the decision to give away part of Israel, and just a few days later, Katrina tore up everything it tore up. You know, just a few days after that decision was made. But if you go back and look, you'll find that's the case every time we make a bad decision. As a nation, it causes us, the citizens, to suffer. But when we do things right as a nation, God blesses us. And He sends a rain in season and everything, and our crops and everything are in abundance. So it's amazing how all those little things we do make such a great difference. It says, listen to this one. Did we read a book here a few years ago? This guy, still remember this guy, Spock. Dr. Spock. Don't spank your children. Well, in verse 24 here says, if you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. If you don't discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. If you love your children, you will be prompt to discipline them. Prompt. You know, if you don't discipline your children, the Word of God says you don't love them. And you will not like the results if you don't discipline your children. I guarantee you. You will raise children that will be impossible to live with, to deal with. And it's amazing. And it's all because we refuse to discipline our children. I've seen a lot of people say, you know, I never spank my children. I'd like to sit down and have a talk with you. If you never spanked your children, I'd like to know what kind of children you have. You know, I guarantee I spanked mine. I didn't have to spank them a lot, but I spanked them. You know, and when they did something wrong, I disciplined my children. But the Word of God says, if you refuse to discipline your children, it proves you don't love them. You say, but I love my children. If you don't discipline, God says you don't love them. Verse 25 and 26. Or verse 25, yeah. The godly eat to their heart's content. That's pretty obvious. Some of us, we can really tell, can't we? But you know, I am blessed, blessed, blessed with plenty to eat. I mean, I try to discipline myself, but like last night, you know, I had worked out here till, I don't know what time it was, 1 o'clock, whatever, 12:31. I was working on the plumbing in there. Finally, I don't know, 12:30 or 1, I thought, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to go in. And I went in and I sat down at the table. And I thought, I've got to have a little snack of something. You know, I've worked off everything I eat at dinner time many hours later. So I opened her freezer and there's some beautiful ice cream. And then there was some very nice sliced peaches up there in the refrigerator. And then there was a bowl of pecans there. So I put three nice dips of ice cream, a whole bunch of sliced peaches, and a handful of pecans on top of them, and I really chowed down on that, and then I went to bed. Somebody said, how do you keep from getting fat? I guess, like my son says, all they got to do is follow you around in the day, and then you'll find out why they don't get fat, why you don't get fat. Because I work it off. That's what I do. I work it off. I work 16 hours a day almost every day. Oh, goodness. The godly eat to their heart's content. Now, God does bless us, those of us that are His godly children. He promises to satisfy us with good things to eat. And He says you will never beg bread. So, all you got to do is be obedient to the Word and believe Him. And He will do that. Just like the other day, I stopped down at a restaurant down in Dallas, and there was two men walked up to me and wanted some money to buy something to eat. They looked like they were plenty healthy. They were, both of them are overweight. And I said, so you guys are hungry? One of them said, yeah, I hadn't had anything to eat in 2 days. I said, where do you go to church? Well, he said, I go to church up at a certain place. I said, you go every Sunday? He said, yes. I looked him right in the eye and I said, I really don't think you're telling me the truth.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.